the processional hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him.
Season of Christmas. The 27th of December is also observed as the feast of St. John the Evangelist, and we will also be considering that during the course of the service. We follow the order of morning prayer. The Lord be with you. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit, we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father.
Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. O praise the Lord of heaven.
Praise him,
praise him, all ye angels of his.
Praise him,
praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all ye stars and light.
Praise him, all ye heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. He hath made them fast for ever and ever.
He hath given them the
praise the Lord upon earth. Fire and hail, snow and vapors. Mountains and all hills,
trees and all cedars,
beasts and all cattle,
worms and
kings of the earth and all people,
princes and all judges of the world.
Young men and maidens, old men and children, praise the name of the Lord.
For his name only is excellent, and his praise above heaven and earth.
He shall exalt the horn of his people. All his saints shall praise him.
Even the children of Israel, even the people that serve him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The first reading is from the first letter of St. John, chapter 1. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you that we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly your fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The Canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2. The second reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 19. After this he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. He was the one who had reclined next to Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? Follow me." So the rumor spread in the community that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and has written them. And we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. The Canticle, Glory and Honour. In Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your
kindness. O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her crown of wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shine
for the Lord. O Lord, save your people.
And bless.
Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as he came to share in our humanity, so we may share the life of his divinity, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Merciful Lord, cast your bright beams of light upon the church, that, being enlightened by the teaching of your blessed apostle and evangelist St. John, we may so walk in the light of your truth, that we may at last attain to the light of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, your incarnate Son, our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we continue to observe this season of Christmas, we pray now and at all times to proclaim the good news of the Son of God, through whom we and all his people have become God's children, that God may make us fervent with the new law of love that we have received from him. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for the loveliness of the Christmas story, the child in the manger, the song of the angels, the homage of the shepherds, the tender love of Mary. But most of all, we thank you for the meaning of it all, that you loved the world so much that you gave your only Son, that all might live through him. All praise and thanks be yours, O God, for so great a love, so great a gift, so great a Saviour, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
On this feast day of St. John the Evangelist, we pray, God, that his Holy Spirit may be our guide into all truth, and that our reading of Scripture may lead us into new paths of understanding. We praise you, O God, because you gave the Holy Spirit to the evangelist John and to the first Christians, making Jesus real to them, teaching them the truth, and giving them power to witness boldly. Fill us with the same Spirit, that we may know their experience and follow their example, for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
As we contemplate the year that will soon come to a close, acknowledging the difficulties and challenges that we never could have anticipated at its dawning, let us do so by recalling what the first Christmas really cost. Lord, keep us from forgetting some of the realities of that first Christmas. The oppression of an occupying army, the thoughtlessness of bureaucracy, the rigour of travel, the selfishness at the inn, the squalor of the stable, the coarseness of the feeding trough, the pangs of childbirth, the cruelty of Herod, the years of exile in a foreign land. As we remember all this, help us the more to understand what it meant for him who is in very nature God to make himself nothing, and then to become obedient to death, even death on a cross. At this Christmas time and the dawning of another year, then let us not only bow our knees and confess with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord, but let us make over to him the loyalty of our hearts, now and always.
Amen.
And a prayer for ourselves in the year to come. We praise you, Lord, for the wonderful ways in which you have given to repentant sinners pardon for all that has passed and a fresh start in life. By faith in the name of Jesus, may we have such faith now and in the year ahead, that our lives shall be evidence of what you have done for us and shall lead others also to experience your grace and forgiveness, your healing of body or mind, and your power in life made new. We ask it in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name.
Amen.
New Year's Day is observed as the feast of the naming of Jesus. We ask God to send us and all his people into this coming year, bearing the name of Jesus for the salvation of all. Also at this time, we ask him to draw near with comfort to those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Lord Jesus, as it was by your coming and naming that joy was brought to Mary and Joseph, so may that same joy be brought at this time to homes where people are sad, ill, lonely, or poor, especially as a result of coronavirus. Stir us up, Lord, to our responsibilities towards them. Keep us from resisting your call to share with those in need the reality of our joy, the richness of your gifts, and the good news of your coming. And we pray for the developing relationship between this country and the European Union in the light of the recent trade agreement. God and Father of all, you have taught us to care for one another and to live in peace. Grant that our policies towards other nations may be dictated not by self-interest, but by concern for the common good, and that we may seek to further the cause of justice and freedom in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness, and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. The hymn, "For All Your Saints in Glory."
Praises be and rest.
grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate and give thanks to God for the life, witness and work of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist on this his feast day, just 2 days after Christmas. It's a feast day probably rarely observed in the life of the church, except in those years when the 27th of December falls on a Sunday. Modern scholars have often debated John's identity and authorship as regards references to him in New Testament writings, raising questions as to who was the true author of texts attributed to him. Whatever the answers to these scholarly debates may be, we can be confident that there really was a close follower of Jesus called John, and that he witnessed to the truth of Jesus as God in the flesh. The Word became flesh, as the prologue to the Gospel according to John so famously and eloquently puts it. John was a Galilean fisherman, and he and his brother James, the sons of Zebedee, were called from mending their nets to follow Jesus. The two brothers seemed to have had a quick-tempered side to their character, and Jesus named them sons of thunder. Of the 12 closest male followers of Jesus, John was clearly part of the inner core, along with Peter and James. The three of them were present both at the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain and also at Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane before his arrest. Traditionally, John has been associated with the beloved disciple who leaned on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper. John clearly had a very intimate relationship with Jesus. As Jesus was dying on the cross, it was to John that he entrusted the care of his mother. John ran with Peter to the tomb on the morning of the resurrection of Jesus and, seeing the empty tomb, believed. And in the final chapter of John's Gospel, when seven of the disciples go fishing in the Sea of Tiberias, it is John who first recognizes Jesus standing on the beach. The Gospel earlier accredits Mary Magdalene as being the first person of all to recognize the risen Jesus on Easter morning, when they meet in the garden where Jesus' body has been laid in a new tomb. Hence, Mary Magdalene's traditional title of the Apostle to the Apostles. It is significant that it is John's Gospel that records this encounter between the risen Jesus and Mary Magdalene, so often read in churches on Easter Day. According to tradition, John was exiled to the island of Patmos and to have spent his last years in Ephesus, where he is thought to have died at a great age. Saint Jerome wrote that when Saint John was too old to preach, he would simply say to the assembled people, "Love one another. That is the Lord's command, and if you keep it, that by itself is enough." There are also some apocryphal stories attributed to John, such as that he came to Rome and emerged unharmed when thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil, Another such apocryphal story about John was that on one occasion he was handed a poisoned chalice by his own brethren. He drank from it, and again he was unharmed. The fourth gospel. Three biblical epistles and the book of Revelation traditionally bear the name of St. John as their author. As I mentioned earlier, modern scholarship has seriously questioned the authorship and historical value of all these writings. Nevertheless, tradition carries with it much weight. And at the end of the day, having learned what we can from scholars, from a perspective of faith, what is crucial is our own engagement with these texts. What matters is the impact of these writings upon us in terms of our living engagement with God on a day-to-day basis. The fourth gospel attributed to John, probably the last to be written and certainly the last to be completed, is the most wonderful testimony to the life, ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus over 2,000 years ago. The passage we had for our second reading today comes at the very close of the Gospel book. Peter has just been reinstated and commissioned by Jesus. Having earlier made his threefold denial of Jesus, Peter then makes a threefold affirmation of his love for and loyalty to the risen Jesus. But for Peter, that is not enough. At times in the Gospel accounts, we catch glimpses of the dynamics of sibling rivalry played out among the disciples of Jesus. And here, Peter's curiosity about John, the beloved disciple, gets the better of him. Peter asks Jesus of John, "Lord, what about him?" In effect, Jesus tells Peter to mind his own business. Jesus says, "John will remain until Jesus come," a somewhat enigmatic saying that gave rise to rumours that John would not die. Yet, as the text says, Jesus did not say that John would not die. It is much more likely that Jesus meant John would live to a good age and die of natural causes, whereas the Apostle Peter's vocation would be to become a martyr for his witness to Jesus. According to one tradition, Peter suffered death by crucifixion upside down. Such a martyr's death was not John's vocation. Everyone's vocation, including yours and mine, is of course unique. And what matters is that we follow our own particular journey rather than be distracted by the path that belongs to another. In her Christmas television broadcast, not this year, but some years ago, Her Majesty the Queen mentioned St. John's Gospel and the opening prologue in particular. She quoted that powerful verse, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." The Queen went on to quote an ancient Chinese proverb, "It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness." The proverb, literally translated, runs, "Don't curse the darkness, light a candle." The proverb became well known in the West when it was used in praise of Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of the American President Franklin Roosevelt and one-time First Lady of the United States. Eleanor Roosevelt was a prominent feminist and human rights activist. She chaired the United Nations Human Rights Commission and was instrumental in the drawing up of the significant Charter of Liberties, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of 1948. In an address to the United Nations General Assembly, it was said of her, "She would rather light candles than curse the darkness, and her glow has warmed the world." The themes of light overcoming darkness, of truth overturning falsehood, of life being victorious over death, are each major themes in the Gospel according to St. John. Today, as we celebrate and give thanks for St. John, let us endeavour to do our best in contributing to such themes in our own lives. We live in a world much troubled by darkness and death. The global scene of darkness, poverty, hunger, and death may at times make our own contributions to alleviate the sufferings of others seem very insignificant. Yet, each one of us can make a difference. As this Christmastide continues to unfold, let us continue to deepen our faith in Jesus, the Word made flesh, and let us do all we can to help our fellow pilgrims in their journey through this life, and let us light a candle of hope rather than curse the darkness. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe, as is most justly due, all praise, might, majesty, dominion, and power be ours this day, forevermore. Amen. Carol, "As Joseph was a-walking, he heard an angel sing."
"As Joseph was a-walking, he heard an angel sing, 'This night shall be the birth of Christ our heavenly King. This night shall be the birth time of Christ our heavenly King. He neither shall be born in house nor in hall, nor in the place of paradise, but in an ox's stall, nor in the place of paradise, an ox's stall. He neither shall be clothed in purple nor in pall, but in the pure white linen, as ewes and babies all, but in the pure white linen, as ewes and babies all. He neither shall be rocked in silver nor in gold, or in the wooden cradle that rocketh on the mold, but in a wooden cradle that rocketh on the mold. As Joseph was a-walking, there did an angel sing, and Mary's child at midnight was born to be our King.
and Mary's child at midnight was born to be our King. Then be ye glad, good people, this night of all the year, and lift your hearts in joyfulness, this star.
Let us pray. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Sunday next will be the first Sunday of the new calendar year. It, of course, is also the Sunday before the Epiphany. There will be parish communion at 12 noon. And may I wish each and every one of you, together with your families and all whom you love, a very peaceful and prosperous new year, as we hope for better things to come. The recessional hymn, Another Year is Dawning.
Shining on.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.